Hey everyone, Lisa Resnick here, and I actually have a very awesome guest. See, there we go. I already started saying awesome, but Chris McGarry, who I actually went to high school with
Long time ago.
not that long ago. I'm 28. It was only we graduated 7 years ago. What are you talking
That would be
about?
nice.
Clearly, age has helped me a little bit better than some others here. No,
Thanks.
I love you. So Chris said that he is a huge fan of Birdfish. So I have Birdfish's new dry hopped Italian Pilsner beer. And you're going to have to say the name because, again, I'm not Italian, but you're not
Neither
Italian
am I, but
either.
I have a lot of Italian friends, so yo paisano.
Yo Paisano. Let's crack this open. Let's see what it tastes like. I'm wondering, what's that Italian beer that, that you'll get at the Italian restaurants. Begins with a P, right?
I am not sure.
But I'm wondering if it tastes like that. Let's
Find
see.
out.
Ready? Cheers. No, cheers first. Ready?
Cheers.
Ooh, it is good. I like
Good,
it.
very good.
It's very crisp. I
Nice
like
job.
it.
Nice
It's a good
job.
one. Thank you, Birdfish. It's delicious. So I have Chris on because lo and behold, we here in our area actually have a pet company,
We do.
which is, I never knew this until I saw you and your sister out one day. I was like, that's pretty awesome.
It's pet food manufacturers down in Lisbon, Ohio.
And how long have you guys been around?
Well, how
Not
pet?
you haven't been
No,
as
I
well.
yeah, I haven't been around. I was about born when they started the company, but
There you go.
for over 40 years, the Galladay family's been making pet food, and they started down in Ro or Rogers, Ohio, at the Rogers Mill.
Okay.
So they outgrew that and moved into Lisbon, which where we're presently at. So, yeah, so
About
over
how
40
many
years
employees do you guys have?
down in Ohio. Or in Lisbon, we're about 85.
85 employees. That's pretty good.
And
And
then,
how many other locations do you have that you just pinpointed Lisbon?
So we have three other locations. You'll see
Okay. I do. The
the
beautiful
yeah
logos.
logos up there. So we have Ohio Pet Foods, the one that started it all. Obviously, Bright Pet is our parent company. And then we have Southern Tier Pet Nutrition, which was bought by Ohio Pet Foods somewhere back in 2013 or 14. Same capabilities, extruded pet food, a little bigger capacity than us.
Okay.
In 2018, we brought on Phoebe Products. That's about an hour north of Milwaukee in Wisconsin.
Oh.
So they solely do freeze-dried and baked treats. So kind of expanded our, capabilities as far as
I didn't
product
even know
offerings.
there was freeze-dried
There
dog
are,
food.
So
That's
it's
crazy.
and then earlier this year, end of last year, we brought on Miracle Pet, which is out of Dayton, Ohio.
Oh.
So they do freeze-dried treats as well, and they also do some like pet goods, like leashes and collars for dogs, cats. They do some
The
stuff for
retail
horses.
side of the flair, if you will, the accessories to go along with the dog food.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Definitely into that. Now, so what's the difference? And I don't know how well versed and how into it. What's the difference between freeze-dried dog food and like, or dog treats and a regular dog
Freeze
treat?
dried. It's done in a freeze dryer, kind of similar to like a dehydrator. So you're kind of taking all the water and the moisture out of that, and you're
Okay.
left with the actual, protein source itself. So
Okay.
yeah, so
Nice.
it's very light when it's out, and it's very popular right now.
So
So
where do you get this? So you guys make the dog food
we
in
do,
Lisbon. So where do you get I don't even know what all
All
encompasses
that.
making dog food.
It's kind of an
So
interesting
because you look
process.
at the back of it, because I do. I have a dog. I've always had dogs. But do you ever look at the back of the nutrition labels, like we do with our own food, and you see the ingredients on it, but you look at it and it's like it's a pebble, like really, like so, like
It's a
I,
kibble. It's a kibble. And that's,
yeah,
we're all dry extruded, so it's all
yes.
just, kibbles. And depending on what shape you want, that's what kind of dye we put on it. But yeah, it's a really interesting process when you get into it. I didn't when I started here a little over 10 years ago. I didn't know anything about it. I kind of came from the transportation industry.
Yeah, how did you get started in the pet food?
So I've known the family forever. Obviously, the Gallaudets are the ones that started. So
another Mooney family. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we went to high school together.
Just letting you all know, like Cardinal Mooney's definitely their own little secret society.
Yeah.
So what was that with the skulls?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe something similar to that.
Yeah, the cards.
That's right.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the alum.
That's right. Yeah, so... You know, after college, I kind of moved around a little bit, worked a couple different places, ended up.
Where'd you go to school? College?
John Carroll.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, that is a good college.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoyed my time there. A lot of.
Everybody. It's little Mooney. I know.
Yeah, everybody from Mooney goes. I think there was like 17 kids from our class that actually
went there.
Holy cow.
That is a lot.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of a transplant from Youngstown to Cleveland there. So, so moved around a little bit, moved downtown PA, moved to South Jersey. Eventually Hartford, Connecticut, and then I ended up coming back here and then moved to Medina for a little bit. So I was working there and, you know, I was pretty close with Travis Gallaudet.
Yes.
And, you know, we started talking and we had a conversation about, hey, we're getting to a place where, you know, a size that, you know, I can no longer handle, you know, the HR functions, payroll functions, safety functions, things like that. And that's kind of where my
history is. You definitely don't want those things to slide away.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's when OSHA knocks on your door.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's important stuff. So, you know, we started talking and eventually, I left a job that I really liked and started working for, Ohio Pet Foods. And yeah, 10 years later, I'm still here and
that's right.
We've seen a lot of growth. You know, it just started, and then now we're four companies, four manufacturing companies, and then we have our own brands, which is the Blackwood, Adirondack, and By Nature brands. Those are brands that we own. Everything else is co-manufacturing, so we make other people's pet food.
Could you ever make a treat that a human would enjoy as well as a dog?
You know, we make horse treats. It's called apples and oats.
Really?
And they smell wonderful when coming off the line. It's just apples and oats. I've tried it. Yeah, it's good.
See, there you go.
Yeah, it's very good. You know, a lot of people eat them. But
so if you're ever on a trail ride with your horse and you're looking to pack snacks, you don't need to have two different kinds. You can now just have that.
Yeah, yeah, your horse and you can share.
That would be perfect.
Share the same thing. So,
you just need to do a dog treat.
Yeah, yeah.
So my son actually, he makes dog treats himself.
Okay.
And he sells them at the Youngstown Flea to help raise money for animal charity. He's a huge animal charity advocate, as I am. Mm-hmm. And him and his friends did try the treat.
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely entertaining to watch.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because they're just thinking you have just the wheat flour, mm-hmm. like peanut butter, pumpkin puree. Like, how could this really not taste good?
Exactly.
It's the major missing component that us humans all enjoy, and that's sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
So when they tasted it and realized that no sugar was involved, it didn't matter the dash of cinnamon or not.
So this is like a conflict of interest. You know, your son's making treats and, you know, hey.
I know.
That's great though.
But you guys do a lot of stuff for charity
too.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to support the community. Obviously, you know, to give to dog rescues and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. So we donate a lot of food there. We sponsor a lot of, events. We actually have one coming up this in a couple weeks.
That's right.
With Michelle Apples, the Warrior Foundation to support breast cancer. So Blackwood and Bright Pet are sponsoring that. It's a cornhole tournament. It's at Boardman Park.
That's right.
I believe from 11 to 6, maybe, at Boardman Park.
I believe it is. And Michelle's she is a warrior.
Yeah. She's.
I mean, truly, at the core, everything that she is, she embodies that. Yeah. And I am so proud of everything that she has done from something that was extremely scary and turned it into something that she can become powerful and strong in.
Yeah.
Cause she herself is a cancer survivor.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's one of the nicest people I've ever met.
She really
is.
Yeah. She's just a phenomenal person. Yeah. I actually think she was a guest at Youngstown Studios for one of the other.
Was she?
Yes, I believe she was. Recently.
And her foundation is great because, you know, they concentrate on helping, you know, people that have cancer that are going through treatments, you know, pay for their bills and co-pays and transportation and stuff like that. You know, one less thing you need to worry about when you're, you know, fighting that. So
would you guys, not to put you on the spot and you don't have to answer, but would you guys ever partner with Animal Charity, help try to raise funds for them as well? Not putting you on the spot, just something to take away and think about.
I can bring it back. I can bring it back to the folks.
That's the problem with life. Yeah. Is I like all of a sudden something will pop up in my mind. I'm like, why not ask?
Yeah. Like, no, I mean, we're all for that. Yeah. So
that'd be really great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome because you guys are both phenomenal and essential in our community.
Yeah.
Now, have you guys, like, cause you mentioned 85 employees. Mm-hmm. Is that pretty much what you are at ease running the company with, or?
In Ohio, Bright Pet company-wide, we're about 330 employees, but in Lisbon, we're about 85. Phoebe's probably our smallest. They're about 35 to 40 employees.
Okay.
That's kind of where we're at. We're comfortable with.
Are you guys hiring?
We're always hiring. Yeah. Yeah, we are. like a lot of companies right now, you know, we're going through it's tough to hire right now. So if you know anybody looking for a job, or if anybody knows anybody looking for a job, it's a great company to work for. We offer competitive pay, benefits, 401k, sign-on bonuses, referral bonuses. You know, we like to give back to the employees too. We do, you know, monthly luncheons and,
I was just about to ask.
Yeah.
Office culture, though.
Yeah.
Is it a fun place to work?
I enjoy it. You know, it's work. You know, there's, you know, like anything, you know, you got to work.
And, this is true.
Yeah, you know, like any job, you get out of it what you put into it.
That's very, very true.
And, you know, we have a lot of people at work that, you know, have been here for 35 years. It started, you know, on the packaging line, or now, you know, shift supervisors and managers and things like that. So we like to promote from within. It's a great opportunity for somebody that might be looking for work. So if someone's looking, you know, Lisbon, Ohio.
And Lisbon's fun too, it's definitely growing and becoming a little bit more popular.
Yeah.
For me in Canfield, it's probably what, a 40-minute drive out?
It's about 30 minutes.
Is the vegetarian restaurant open yet?
I don't think so. Last time I talked to somebody, I don't think they reopened yet.
But I hope to God they open soon. It's called the Courthouse Inn. And it is, if you are not a vegetarian, you will still enjoy the meals there.
I've never been there, but I heard it's great.
It is really great. Yeah. It really is good. And then you also have Numbers out there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of good little restaurants.
So if you want meat, you can just go to Numbers, which is also really good.
Yeah, that area has been growing a lot, especially in the Columbiana area.
You know, I know.
There's so much to do down there now.
They say real estate-wise, commercial and residential, that's where it's at, is Columbiana County right now, which is amazing. Good for them, though, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
So anything else? Did you bring any dog treats for us to taste?
I did. If you want to taste some,
let's
you can.
Taste one. No. You got to taste one with me.
I'm not tasting.
Come on.
I'll let you choose.
What do we have here? Look at this.
So there's a lamb and rice dog food.
Duck, chickpea, sweet potato.
I don't know if anybody would like that. I would have brought some horse treats if I knew we were trying.
Oh, we're trying one. Oh, let's do the chicken, blueberry, and pumpkin. You know what's funny is, so for our kids growing up, you know, with the baby foods and stuff like that they have, after, you know, we tested and made sure that there was no allergies, blah, blah, blah. I used to, like, instead of like making something separate, I used to take whatever my husband and I ate and just blended it.
Yeah.
I was like, that'll work. They would probably be completely grossed out.
We actually did this at one of our shows. We had everybody.
Oh, it smells really good too.
Is that one of the jerky ones?
Is it?
Yeah. Looks like it's like,
oh, this is going to be hard. Here, can I break it?
If you can.
All right, here, you're going to have a whole one.
I'll take a bite.
I mean, technically,
It's safe for human consumption, but not meant for human consumption.
it says on the bag, robust meat to protein and plant-based superfood nutrition. I don't know if that doesn't follow every dietary need for us to consume, but it sounds pretty good.
Sounds good.
All right, ready?
I'm ready. I'm not eating the whole thing. I'm taking a little bite.
Same thing. It's actually not bad.
Tastes like beef jerky.
It does taste like beef jerky.
A little drier, but you know,
but it's good.
It's actually drier than beef jerky.
Oh my goodness. I have a 20-mile hike that I might just snag these from our dog. You know,
you can actually taste the blueberry in it.
I'm going to eat the whole thing.
I'm gonna watch it down. Won't be able to talk here in about 5 minutes. My mouth will be so dry.
Good thing. And by the way, this is only with a couple of sips of beer that I was willing to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm ever on here again, I'll make sure I bring some of the horse treats.
I'm just saying, you should have known. I've eaten crickets. I actually dared your sister to eat crickets with me.
Did she?
She did. I definitely love snails. So, to me, technically, a lot of people, this would be a step in the right direction.
Yeah, no one warned me we'd be eating product on it.
Why not? This is actually really good. Yeah. So, for everyone out there, chicken breast, blueberry, and pumpkin, Blackwood dog treats. They are edible for human consumption as well. And again, it definitely sounds like that would be all the diets that we're supposed to be following. I don't know if it would follow keto, keto, what's that? Keto?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Keto. Yeah.
Keto. You can tell I diet a lot. But does that follow that?
How many carbs are in it?
Let's see. It doesn't say. They must not be required to put their carb intake. So there you go. And it's 94 K calories. What is that?
A K calorie?
So that's less than a calorie?
I'm not sure.
We'll go with it.
Yeah, not my specialty in the company, but well, I can find out.
You should be able to sell this product right now to anyone.
So, if we didn't think it was bad, your pets will love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am pretty sure my dog will absolutely love that. Do you have a dog?
I used to. Aww. My dog passed away last year.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
so, it is hard.
Yeah, 15 years. And, you know, and that's
15 years is great.
Yeah, little Jack Russell.
Yeah.
He had some health problems and, you know, it was tough.
Dogs are definitely family members.
Yeah, for sure. And, and that's the thing. That's, you know, the pet space that we're in, it's so interesting over, you know, even since I've been started, ever since I worked for Ohio Pet, you see that there's constant growth in the industry.
Yes.
And it's because we treat our dogs, you know, like family members. You know,
we
they're
do.
No longer pets. They're companion animals.
Yes.
That's what you hear.
Trainers would probably ask us not to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, do.
You know, it's, when you go to these pet shows and you'd be amazed at some of the products that are out there that they actually sell, like treadmills for your dogs and,
yes,
you know, things like
I
that.
I have seen that.
You know, there's people that, you know, spray paint their dog's hair and, you know, stuff like that. So yeah.
Paint their nails.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, they treat their animals like they're
gone are the
family,
days of just putting them in like your siblings' clothes and having them run around the house.
Yeah. So
now it's full.
We all love our animals.
Halloween outfits.
Yeah. My daughter always tries to get me to buy something. You know, we have a cat now.
I was just about to ask you, did you go the other route with the
well,
cat?
Well, yeah, she said she wanted a cat, so I jumped on that. It was a little easier than a dog right now. Not that we won't get a dog eventually, but
dogs
so
are
she's
better.
Watching
no this. Offense to the cat
so
lovers
she watches
out there.
It. She's going to be, well, Dad, you said, and I have it on, you know, have it on a podcast that you said we'd probably get a dog. And that's how she'll misconstrue that. But every year she tries to get me to buy like an outfit or something like that. And I'm like, oh, no way. I'm not doing that. But,
oh, come on.
But I end up doing it. And so our cat does have an outfit that she con me into, so I'm a
for it. Halloween.
I think it was just kind of she wanted it, but you know, if it's for Halloween, he can wear it for Halloween. I don't know, you know, whatever keeps.
What's the outfit?
Keeps her, it's like a dinosaur head or something. I don't know. Yeah.
It sounds like Halloween.
Yeah, it's a little Halloweeny, but it's It's a male cat. We don't need to be dressing them up.
So how can we around here help support your company?
Well, you know, we do sell locally. Some of the larger or some of the stores that we sell locally, we Bo's Pet Shop in Columbiana, Pet Mart up in Austin Town. We also sell it in Larry's Drive Thru, which is in Poland.
No way. Yeah. Yeah. I met him. He's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great place to have a beer.
Yes.
It is. They have a lot of great stuff on draft and stuff. You can just, you know, they have food on the weekends and stuff like that. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
We got on there quite a bit and you know, just have a beer when it's nice out. Yeah. So there. And then obviously we're on Amazon and Chewy as well. So we do have an online presence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because it is super important for us to support a local company because to have a company like yours, you're considered one of the, and when I say this, understand that it's important, but you're considered a basic job. Mm-hmm. And those basic jobs are the jobs that we do want around here because my job is considered non-basic. So like my job is dependent
on
you.
Yeah, when we do good.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So having a company like yours in our hometown is so significant because there's the employee base, there's the retail portion of it. And you are manufacturing something right here locally, which is bursted out.
Yeah.
I mean, Chewy, come on, like Amazon, come on, like it's blasted out there for others to order and purchase outside of our local area, which is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's kind of
don't screw
funny.
It up. No.
Yeah. Right. Don't mess up. It's kind of funny. You get a company like ours, which, you know, it's not the biggest company in the world, but, you know, we're large enough, but we ship to, you know, we manufacture and ship to close to 30 different countries, you know, just out of Lisbon, out of our facilities here. So, yeah, we have a presence outside of the U.S. as well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty neat.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. I'll drink another beer for that one.
Yeah.
No stress. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I love that you came on.
Yeah,
I love seeing you. I feel like it's been a long time, especially COVID, that we haven't even bumped into each other. So it's awesome.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's perfect.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So everyone, support local. And also, if you have an opportunity on Saturday, right? Sunday the 10th is Michelle's Warrior Foundation. Mm-hmm. And which you guys are sponsoring and helping out with that event as well. And that's at Boardman Park. Definitely Facebook, check the event. It's there. It's out there for the various social media outlets for those to tap into. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
All right.
Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at PlattInsurance.com.